A water problem in reporter Karen Kelly's bathtub led her to look for cheaper, chemical-free cleaning products.
I've just arrived at my neighborhood grocery store with a plan to find what I need to make my own household cleaners. I head over to the cleaning aisle and pull out a list of ingredients I got off the internet. I see borax and washing soda on the shelf. They're both made from naturally occurring minerals and cost about $5 each for a 4 to 5 pound box. I look around for soap flakes to make my own dish soap and find a big bar I can grate myself. The only thing missing is Castile soap. It's a biodegradable soap used in a lot of these recipes. I'll grab that next at the natural food store. To be honest, I never paid that much attention to the ingredients in household cleaner until I used something with dimethyl benzyl ammonium chloride on my bathtub. It comes with warnings. I rinsed it and took a bath. My 4-year-old also took a bath, and we both ended up with a very itchy skin rash. That convinced me I had to find a safer way to clean the tub that, number one, worked, and number two, wasn't too expensive, which pretty much meant I'd have to make it myself. We decided to start with the all-purpose cleaner.
Okay, we need borax, which we have, Castile soap, hot water.
We have that. We can just turn on the sink and make hot water.
And vinegar.
Do we have vinegar?
Yes.
Vinegar, good. And Mom, we have hot water.
We mix up a recipe I found on the David Suzuki Foundation's website. They've got a whole bunch of do-it-yourself recipes for bathtub scrubbers, laundry soap, furniture polish, you name it.
Okay.
Stick it in there. Stir it.
Lindsay Coulter is the person who devised these concoctions. She says a lot of people forget that you don't need fancy products to get your house clean.
You know, if you talk to your grandmothers and your great aunts, you'll find out that they too used things like washing soda, baking soda, white vinegar, and, just a basic Castile soap. So things like vinegar are, you know, it's acidic and helps lift grease and deodorizes. And, of course, a lot of the things you're cooking with anyway, so you probably already have it in your kitchen. And the benefit, I mean, just peace of mind that you know actually what goes into it.
But does it work? It's time to find out.
Okay, let's test this out a bit.
We spray. We wipe. The bathroom sink shines. Next, we try the bathtub scrubber. It's a mix of Castile soap, vinegar, which is a natural disinfectant, baking soda, and water.
I guess I use some of this to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Over the drain, too, is good.
Mm-hmm.
The tub looks great, actually. And you know what? This is a lot cheaper. Brand name, all-purpose cleaning sprays are about $4 a bottle where I live. It cost me just a dollar and about 5 minutes to fill that same bottle with my own mix. So it's cheap, it's easy to make, and best of all, I don't have to worry about a chemical reaction after a soak in the tub. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Support for the Environment Report comes from the Park Foundation, the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation, and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. You can find more stories and post your comments at environmentreport.org.